This is British Public Radio.
The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
This week, Radio Today has been at the industry's most prestigious event, the annual Sony Radio Academy Awards. So if, like me, you didn't manage to get an invite, we can help you sample some of the atmosphere, the tears and the tantrums at London's Grosvenor House. It's Monday evening, May the 13th, 2013.
And the winners of the Sony Golden Headphones Award are, from BBC Radio 1, Dana Phil!
Hello, everyone. Sorry, if you got through.
I have a habit of breaking the internet wherever I go, so this is kind of typical. I'm sorry that it happened to you.
So thank you to all of them who voted as well.
Thanks to everyone that voted.
We're obviously so happy.
It's completely thanks to them that we have this award and nothing else, so thank you.
Do you think that it's your social media strategy and the way that you interact with fans on the web that has won you this award this evening?
I just think that with YouTubers especially, people have a really personal connection to them. You know, they don't just see them as celebrities that talk. They see them as, you know, they treat them like actors and musicians. And I think the relationship that we have each other is why people are so passionate about voting. So
I think, I agree.
And what is going to be your next big thing that you guys want to break into? You've kind of done the YouTube thing, you've done the radio thing. What's next?
3D musicals.
We're always going to keep the YouTube thing. That's the most important thing
to us. YouTube is the one thing that we'll never let go of.
But we're loving the radio and we want to stay and just make our show the best possible show it can be. Mm-hmm. And then maybe TV one day.
Who knows?
What's the biggest tip that you've picked up from your time at Radio 1?
Oh, for getting into radio? Me and Phil have a very abnormal way of getting into the industry. So don't try to replicate ours because it probably won't work. But I think a lot of people, it's like if you get in, your foot in the door in any way whatsoever, that's the first step. So start at the bottom, work your way up.
Yeah. I'd say be yourself. Don't try and script yourself too much because then it's obvious. But also speak to the listeners as if they were your grandma if you're talking on Radio 1, so don't swear by accident. So I know Dan's got to hold back his swear words.
Yes, I haven't sworn yet, so yay for me. Yeah.
And how do you feel about the win this evening?
Very proud. We honestly had no idea whether we'd win or not. Like, literally. No idea. So
I was so nervous going on stage after Robbie Williams. This is insane. It's completely new to me being an award ceremony, so I'm just so happy we won. It's amazing.
I'm here backstage with John Humphreys. Congratulations after picking up your award. After 26 years on the Today programme, what keeps you so interested in getting to the depths of the bottom of these stories with your journalism?
Well, I tell you what, when you lose your curiosity, you're dead, aren't you? I mean, you might as well be dead. And merciful, I haven't lost mine yet. There's so many things I still want to know. And every time you sit across from a politician, you think, now, I wonder, is this the one where you're going to remember, because the politician was absolutely, in every single sense, straightforward, honest and to the point. And of course they never are, because they can't be, because of their jobs. But that's the idea, isn't it? To hold them to account, and it keeps you going. I mean, that they've got to have that little... I respect politicians. I mustn't pretend that I don't. I do. I think we've got to have them, haven't we? Couldn't manage without them. But the fact is, they have to be held to account. And if you feel that you're making a tiny contribution to that process, holding through account, then it's worth getting up for, isn't it? It's great fun as well.
Was that tenacity in getting the to the crux of the story what drove you in your interview with the Director General last year?
Well, you've got to think of every interview almost as as though they were just like any other. Of course that one wasn't. He was my boss. He was clearly in very serious trouble. But at the end of the day, it was a big and very, very important news story, and I had to interview exactly as I would have interviewed anybody else. And I think that's what I did. I took no pleasure in it. No pleasure at all. I wished I hadn't had to do it, because I like George, I respect him, I've worked with him for years, I know him, and he's a decent man. And I think he behaved decently on the programme. He was honest, straightforward. But he had to say what he said, and then he went off and resigned. And I was personally very sorry about that, but of course you can see why he had to do it. But in the end, I'm afraid, whether it's your own Director General or the bloke next door, you've got to interview him all the same, haven't you?
The Radio Today programme.
John Humphreys with Andrea Day backstage at this year's Sony Radio Academy Awards. You're listening to the Radio Today programme. Next up, another big name. It's at Prodnose, Danny Baker.
Clichés aside, this year I really did come along from the ride. I brought my daughter, because my family always think these are going to be like the BAFTAs or the Oscars or something. And, you know, it's a low-level night in terms of profile. But I genuinely said to him, look, you know, I've won recently quite a lot. and it won't happen tonight. And it happened tonight.
Why did you think it wasn't going to happen tonight? Was it anything to do with your exit at BBC Radio London?
No, I don't think so. I think that was a pretty good show. And if you're judging radio, that was a pretty good radio show. I really don't want to put too much weight behind that. You know, for whatever reason, they decided I wasn't wanted on their voyage. And I made a good joke about them, I think, from the stage tonight. And it's always good to have a feud going. But it really isn't about... I think the Saturday show that Claire and everyone lets me do is a pretty funny programme. And it's one of the few actually free-floating, wild programmes left on national radio. It is pretty wild, so I think that's it.
And that's more your thing, a bit of a free-flowing wildness.
That's the only thing I got. You put me in charge of a show that has to give over information or be, you know, structured. I'm useless, but... Give me a microphone for 2 hours and say, make it up. I'm pretty good at that. But it surprises me that after all these years, they're still saying, give me awards. And God knows, you know, I'm grateful for it.
How have you found the difference between going from a local BBC station to a national one?
Not an iota of difference, because the show is exactly the same. I don't know if anyone's ever noticed, I've only got one show in me. And I do it over and over again. But that was the problem. The idea that local radio should somehow defer to national radio, or there should be a difference. Just go out there and do the absolute best radio show you can do, and people will like that. Not everything has to be about quotes issues, although journalists sometimes feel that. Journalists should back off radio a lot and just let people go out there and go nuts.
The Radio Today programme.
In these days of interactivity with the World Wide Web, make it easy for your listeners to share their voices with you via Audio Boo. They simply download the app to their mobile device, record a boo, and send to your station. It's that simple. And just to prove a point, this ad was recorded as a boo and sent in from the corner shop. Audio Boo, sharing voices with the world.
And we are joined in the Radio Today studio by the man who's hosting the whole awards. It's Chris Evans.
Good evening.
How are you? You've got a 20-minute, an hour break. What do you do in your break?
I go outside with my wife, take in the fresh air, and talk to Brian Connolly. That's what I just did.
How very showbiz.
It's great. I love Brian Connolly. He's fantastic.
And how has it gone for you so far tonight? Yeah,
it's very relaxed. Yeah, I mean, we had Robbie, who started off the whole evening. He was brilliant. But it was like being at a Robbie gig, and I'm sure that everybody could have just carried on listening to Robbie for the rest of the night. But unfortunately, we had to give some awards out, so he had to stop.
He was funny, wasn't he?
He was very funny. He was very funny. But I mean, that's what he's born to do, you know. I mean, I think that's what he will do. He'll go on and do more of what he did tonight, which is a few songs and a lot of banter in between. But that's what his dad does.
And your little lad enjoyed him, did he?
Yeah, I mean, Noah, my little boy, 4 years old, staying in the hotel upstairs with his little brother Eli, who's one, about 6:30. He looked at me and said, Daddy, do I have to go to bed yet? I said, well, Robbie's on. He loves Robbie. I said, do you want to introduce him? So he said, oh, yeah. So we had a little rehearsal. We asked his mum, was it okay? And his mum said, well, if you know about these things, if you think it's okay, then he can do it. She said, it's fine. I said, fine's not okay. And in the end, it was okay. And then, but I didn't tell anybody backstage, the organisers, and they said, what's Noah doing? I said, well, he needs a microphone. So they said, but he's 4. I said, oh, no, don't worry, it's going to be fine. So he came on in his pyjamas, and I think he nailed it, don't you?
Yeah, I thought he did great. Would you like to see him follow you into radio?
He can follow me anywhere he likes as long as he's happy. That's the most important
Radio
thing.
Radio 2 breakfast in 2030.
Well, he's already on it more than I am. So, and people like him more than they like me, which is not difficult, to be honest.
And after doing breakfast this morning and then being awake, you know, been around all day and doing this late night, how do you deal with that as a breakfast presenter? I mean, there's lots of breakfast presenters out in the room tonight, lots of breakfast presenters listening. How do you cope with that when you've got to be up late as well?
Well, there's lots of breakfast presenters in the room who've booked the day off tomorrow, which is definitely the wise thing to do. But there are nurses and soldiers out there, and we're not doing any of that stuff, are we? So let's get this into perspective.
Mr. Nicholas
Hello.
Grimshaw.
I brought along my friend LMC, Laura May Coop, who works on the Radio on Breakfast show with me every day. She's the social media producer for Radio 1 and 1 Extra, so the award was down to her tonight.
She's been doing a fantastic job.
She is.
Thank you very much.
Doing pretty good. It was really nice to be... Well, I didn't think we'd be up for anything.
No, we didn't, did we?
When their nominations came out, we'd been on like 4 or 5 months or something, so it was nice just to be... even, you know, a suggestion of an award was nice. And I think social media is something that's really important to our show and something that we've tried to engage in and really create some great stuff. And Laura May has been really instrumental in making it really good and really unique, I think, away from Radio 1 and other radio. I think it feels pretty special. We do loads of stuff that is just us. And I think that's all down to this bird here now.
This bird here, yeah. I think we have tried to do that.
So for people listening from other radio stations who are kind of trying to do social media as good as what Radio 1 does, what's the one tip that you don't want to share with them because it's secret?
Do you know what? It's not even that secret. It's the obvious things that people try and avoid, I think. It's just things like just conversation, like listening to your audience, and also taking away the ego from radio and realising that your fans out there are people that probably know more about your guests than you do, and maybe opening things out so they're the ones in control of the features and the guests and what you do, and rewarding them for listening and making them aware that you appreciate them being there and that you want them to retain their listening.
The Radio Today programme.
It's the Radio Today programme with some of the nominees and winners at the 2013 Sony Radio Academy Awards. We've reached halfway, and during dinner time, here's Five Live's Colin Murray with Mary from Radio York.
We have an 11-year-old in our category who made a programme called Mary and the Minster Men, and she's wonderful. And Peter Allen and I are nominated, and we met her, and we went, yes, yeah, silver for us. Mary, come on in. Yeah. She's been gathering autographs of everybody.
I got Chris Evans's as well, which is good.
He'd sign anything, though. Has anybody said no?
They've all been really nice. I liked Dermot O'Leary. He was really good.
Ah, he's sweet, isn't he? He's about your height as well.
tell us about your programme that's nominated for the awards. What did you do?
Well, I went round Bootham Crescent because, you know, York City. Well, maybe. But, they were getting promoted and they were up for the FA Trophy, so I went round their Crescent, stadium in that, and talked to the people. So, yeah, it was really cool.
Do you find you can get away with more because you're younger?
I know you can ask all the questions that no one else would ask.
Yeah, and you don't get in trouble for it.
It's really funny.
Have you ever been to anywhere this showbiz with so many famous people?
It's crazy. We're just like running around trying to get pictures and everything.
And I think your grandma and grandpa are listening at home.
Yeah,
as well.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Grandma.
Yay.
Hi, Bonnie.
No,
they stopped listening long ago. Don't worry, you'll be here, Mary, in 20 years. They won't be listening. Nobody listens anymore.
So if you beat the 11-year-old girl in your category, how guilty are you going to feel?
No, I love it. I love it. She needs to learn young. You need to learn defeat early, Mary.
No.
All right, come on. No, I'm pretty sure she's going to win.
Yeah.
Because it's nominated, and they've obviously loved it. So, there's a lot of kids. A lot of people try to do a novelty with the show, and they don't work. So it's obviously worked very, very well for her to be nominated, and Keys and Grey aren't here. So I'm thinking there's a very good chance. But if I lose, I just hope it's to her.
Yeah.
It's not any of the other ones. Is that wrong to say that?
No, that's
because it'll just be a fake grin then.
Yeah.
Or at least this way it'll be a genuine, all right, lovely girl, happy days.
And is this what you want to do when you're older, be on the radio, be on Five Live?
If I get to come to places like this, definitely.
Let me tell you something, it's not always this glamorous. You better get used to bad food if you're working for the BBC.
Friday nights in the rain in Salford, I've been there with you, Colin.
Used to Salford for a start. And I just want to say one thing, if I do win tonight, I won't have any remorse about beating you. I will up there, I'll say, ha, 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 I win.
The Radio Today programme.
Oh look, it's the OC, Absolute Radio's multi-award winning Christian O'Connell.
How are you feeling now you've got two of those shiny things in your hand?
Over the moon. It's an amazing award to get, and I was lucky enough quite a few years ago to get this award, and I never thought I'd be lucky enough to get it twice. So I'm kind of a bit overawed by it, to be honest. I'm stunned and I'm very flattered.
Can I give you another stat to be a little bit overawed with? This is your 10th Sony Gold in 10 years. That makes you a Sony record holder.
Does it?
Yes,
it does.
What for? For winning so many in 10 years.
Oh, right.
That's one every year.
I'm going to get extra drunk tonight. I've just been given the day off tomorrow, the show off for my boss. So, yeah, the Zambucas are coming out now.
The Radio Today programme.
Peter Allen off of Five Live Drive.
I brought my award.
Clutching your gold awards.
I am.
You've got a lot of those in the
trophy
cabinet.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've learned over the years. Just keep a hold of them because you never know. There are a lot of envious people out there.
It's not going to be a paperweight in the office then. <It's...
laughs> You know, ideally, that's exactly what it could be. When you finally... I'll let you in a little secret. If you're lucky, you tend to take them home with you. You pretend that they're lost in the office and people say, where has it gone? You say, I don't know. And I've got one at home. But when you get it at home, what do you do with it? It is mostly like a paperweight, to be honest.
You've got quite a lot of them, I guess. And four gold awards for Five Live tonight.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good year, but what a year. And Station of the Year, obviously. That's the big one.
All about the Olympics, I think, which was a spectacular event. And if I may say so, I think we captured the essence of it. It was the first time, without being technical with you, that we really genuinely had a cooperation between news and sport. That is, we had news presenters often and sports producers. We'd always talked about how the two sides of the station work together, but this was the first time we'd done it. And to be honest, it was brilliant because they got that kind of free-form attitude. When I was doing a three-hour program for sport, there was no running order. I just had a backpack on and off you'd go. And they would say, go to A, go to B, do this, do that. And you'd have no idea what was coming in the next 10 minutes. Whereas if you're in news, you've got a far more disciplined approach to it. So I found it slightly scary.
What was the atmosphere like for that kind of fortnight? You were out on the road, you're staying terrific. In hotels, going all over the place.
Yeah, it was nice because it was a genuinely class event, I thought. The games makers were great, but everywhere you went in that Olympic event, you were surrounded by quality. The athletes obviously are quality, but the venues are quality. Even you went to watch, I don't know, I went to watch dressage. For God's sake, me watching dressage, can you imagine? But you know, like it's like watching paint dry, isn't it?
But that was one of the moments.
Yeah, but it was great. And not only was it great, the venue was great. And you looked at the television pictures and you thought, well, that is quality. Everywhere you went, from the opening ceremony onwards, it was quality. And we just got wrapped in it. I must admit, I went there thinking, I'm not sure I'm going to like this. It's probably all rubbish. Well, that's, a typical old Gitz approach to these things. I generally was not impressed. But after a couple of days, I began to be completely overwhelmed. But I just thought it was great. And I just think that what Five Live did was just reflect that Olympics. That's why we got those prizes.
Richard Park, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Very exciting. Thrilled.
So your first Sony Radio Award came in 1983, 30 years ago. Which one's better, that one or this one?
Well, there have been a couple of others in between as well, including the programmer a few years ago. But I think a gold award for an achievement in the industry is something that you have to treat as a very, very special item. Because when you've been working in the business for some time and you get recognition from colleagues and their peers, that's a pretty special thing.
What keeps you interested in the radio industry and keeps that tenacity to keep going forward and improving things?
Well, naturally, I love radio. I love the business. I love the people who work in the business. I love music. I'm a news junkie. I'm interested in sports. I love people. I love seeing things develop. I've got a heck of a lot out of it. So I think at this stage of the game, I'm putting things back.
So without going into competition commission things and all that kind of thing, what's on the future agenda for Global?
Well, Global is a driving machine of great radio stations. And what we want to do is continue to make our output better. Improve every aspect of everything we do, and that I think is the only thing that will satisfy me. Although I pick up an award like this, I mean, I see myself rolling on for a few years yet.
The Radio Today programme.
So, well done, Richard Park, for his gold award, and to all the nominees and all the winners. Let's have a look at the scorecard for golds, silvers and bronze awards in the programming and people categories. BBC in-house productions, 136. Independent producers for the BBC, 113. Commercial radio, 116. And there were three others. In the station categories, golds went to the BBC for 2, commercial radio for 4, and again others for 1. These others are regularly National Prison Radio, by the way, so well done to them. Our thanks to Broadcast Bionics for supporting Radio Today live from the Sony Radio Academy Awards. You heard the voices of Andrea Day and Stuart Clarkson. Production was by Jamie Taylor for TDC. I'm Trevor Dan. Back next time with that interview we promised you with Torrin Douglas, the retiring BBC media correspondent. See you next time.
The Radio Today programme.